This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Arm's Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome back. Here to kick off the second hour of the weekend edition, we are changing up Trader's Corner a little bit and talking more specifically about, well, a sector that has been getting a lot of attention on our blog. That sector is uranium. A lot of people have been asking, hey, Corey, are there any experts that you can bring on that can talk about the uranium sector in terms of stocks and potential opportunities? So I reached out to my friend John Kaiser from Kaiser Research. John, you cover a number of different areas, but whenever I have a question on uranium, I know that you follow a number of good quality companies, well, a number of just companies out there in general. And instead of talking about going down the hole of the whole supply and demand features and different countries, what their status of their reactors are, I want to, first of all, look at more of an area play. This area is the Athabasca Basin. For anybody that has followed uranium, this is a very prolific area for uranium with a lot of companies and already a lot of discoveries. John, can you first give us your opinion on the future for companies in the Athabasca Basin?
Well, the Athabasca Basin, which is in northern Saskatchewan, hosts the richest uranium deposits in the world with grades up to 20-30% U3O8. And the dominant producer there is Cameco. And because Canada has this rule that any uranium mine has to be owned majority by a Canadian company, other players in there, such as Areva, all have to be minority partners with a big producer like Cameco or the smaller producer, Denison Mines. Now, what I like about the Athabasca Basin is the juniors can make a discovery, a high-grade discovery, that is extremely valuable, even at, say, 2850, where uranium is right now. 2850, the spot price for uranium, almost every uranium deposit in the world is worthless right now. Even Cameco's MacArthur River, which has an operating cost of about $5,600 a ton, is worthless at 2850. But the amazing thing is, if uranium gets back into that $50-$60 per pound range, you know, where long-term contracts used to be written, and now they're being written down at $43, thanks to the standoff between the utilities and the producers, the leverage for these projects out there is extraordinary. Now, I don't know when this is going to turn around and uranium go back up there, so I'm not so keen about buying these lower-grade optionality plays in Australia, Namibia, and the United States. I'm interested in the discovery exploration play. And the best example in the Athabasca Basin was NextGen Energy, which now has a $800 million market cap based on its Arrow discovery, where it's been pulling very high-grade intersections in basement-hosted uranium. And that distinction between basement-hosted and unconformity is a key part in the value of these Athabasca Basin projects.
So, John, we've seen, let's say, NextGen move from, at the start of the year, from under a dollar to trading right now at almost $3, about $2.77 on the Canadian exchange. Do you think that this story and some of the other exploration stories that are getting some traction are going to be takeout targets very soon?
Yes, because a junior cannot develop a uranium mine. I mean, the regulators won't let it happen. The problem in Canada, again, is who is eligible to operate a mine? There's Denison Mines, and there's chemical. Now, one scenario that could happen is that a Canadian company like NexGen Energy, and also this has happened with Fission Uranium, which is also a Canadian company and has the Patterson Lake South Discovery, which is south of the Arrow Discovery. They have had an $80 million investment from a Chinese entity. So what you can see is foreign money coming in and putting in big dollars into these companies to acquire a minority equity stake, and it's still a Canadian company, and then through whatever other debt facilities they could end up providing the CapEx to put these projects into production. Now, the big deal these days as to why something like NexGen has an $800 million market cap is that if your deposit is at the unconformity, and the best deposits are at the unconformity, if they're in the sandstone, there's a lot of water in the Athabasca Basin, and you have to literally use freezing technology to freeze the sandstone around your ore so that your little robotic mining machines can go in there and mine this mine the ore without it flooding. This has been a problem with Cigar Lake. It had several years of delay due to water ingress messing everything up. But the problem with the basement deposits is they tend to be skinnier and more irregular than right at the contact. The best of all worlds is where you get one that's both in the basement and at the unconformity, such as MacArthur River, where they mined about 800,000 tons in the first 10 years that was in the basement, and then are now mining the more expensive sandstone-hosted part. And even at, you know, at $55, what's left of MacArthur River, or 15% stuff, is worth a couple billion dollars. And that's the prize. If one of these juniors can latch into something like that, your stock literally, especially if you don't have a lot of shares outstanding, can go up extraordinarily.
John, are there any other stocks, exploration companies out there that you think might be on to or at least chasing something like what the MacArthur River property has?
There are two that I'm paying very close attention to. One is Canalaska Uranium, which is now at about 70 cents, and it only has 25 million shares fully diluted. Cameco is the 60% partner on this. They joined in quite recently. Cameco has the Fox Lake deposit next door, which is about 400,000 tons of 4% uranium. And the conductors project onto the property. They drilled one hole last month, which didn't yet hit the high value uranium ore, but it provided additional geological context, and Cameco is resuming drilling. And with these places, because these deposits are so small, you have to vector in. You drill a few holes, and they're all like the unconformity is 800 meters deep, so these are big holes, you know, expensive holes. And there's a possibility if Cameco finds that there are, it finds the literally the cigar underneath this huge altered system, then a stock like Canalaska could go up extraordinarily. And another one, similar one, that's actually a formal recommendation as opposed to just a bottom fish, is Uravan Minerals, which is quite interesting in that it's developed a technique to collect geochemical samples at surface and look for ratios of the lead isotope byproducts of uranium decay. And they've figured out this method, and they now literally can see the presence of a uranium deposit that's 1,000 meters deep. And they have one project, Outer Ring, 100% owned. They're just finishing a geophysical survey. They already have a MacArthur River scale geochemical anomaly. The target's also 600-800 meters deep. And if the geophysics shows really good conductor targets, they'll probably go and raise money and drill that this summer. And again, with only about 45 million shares fully diluted, and a stock like this at 15, 20 cents, the upside is extraordinary for plays like this. These types of plays where there's a lot of geological context, and especially if there's geochemical help, those fascinate me right now.
Interesting comments on these different uranium explorers out there, John, and I appreciate you taking a look at some of these. And I think in summary, you are focused on this established area and looking for properties again that will be able to, if brought into production, sustain themselves at slightly lower than what used to be projected uranium prices, which seems to be across the board for a lot of commodities.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the foods your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in. Continuing on with the second hour of the weekend edition, I have on the line with me Chris Temple from the National Investor. Chris joins us on pretty much a daily basis on the website, commentating on daily market moves, but also looking at the bigger picture when it comes to investing. Chris, we thank you for joining us on that regular basis. And if anybody has not tuned in to Chris's daily editorials with us, I highly recommend you do that. Chris, I want to talk this segment about a narrative, I guess we can call it, in the gold sector. And that is all these presentations where they put out the charts of total debt, either in the U.S. or around the world. And I think we all agree that growing debt is not good, but the connection they make is that the gold price should be following this total debt. And while that would be true if currencies were specifically and accurately tied to gold, I think sometimes this can be a bit of a fallacy for some gold bugs that point to, look at the explosion in debt, we're going to have a $10,000 gold price because it needs to follow. How do you feel when you see these, I'm going to call them gold bugs, bring out these total debt charts and say gold needs to be $10,000 plus?
Well, Corey, the theme that they're talking about is not without foundation and without merit. Over time, as governments now, not just the U.S., as was the case more so in the 70s after Nixon took us off the gold standard, but now pretty much every country on the planet is inflating their monetary bases like mad. The debt is exploded and so forth. But the correlation between the magnitude of the increases in debt and the magnitude of the increase in the gold price is less impressive than it used to be, really for a couple of reasons. I want to talk about two specifically, and maybe we'll jump off of one or both of those. First of all, a lot of gold bugs talk about manipulation, and they claim the gold market is manipulated. Most of the time, that's a dodge for being unable to understand how markets work today. I think that most of this talk, not always, but most of the talk is overdone, if not a figment of people's imaginations. If they want to talk about manipulation, they should be focusing on the treasury market and interest rates, where it's more obvious and of far more consequence to the economy and the markets and everyday life that those markets are manipulated. Look at Japan. You've got to pay the Japanese government 0.14% interest for the next 10 years to hold your money. We're about to go negative quite possibly in Germany. The German boomed at midweek, as we're recording this, is down to about 4 basis points of a positive return. Even the 10-year treasury, which is relatively generous in the U.S. at under 170 now this week, that's not paying you a whole heck of a lot for 10 years when you look at what the inflation cost is going to be. So all across the board, we have this artificial market, not in precious metals, but in debt and in interest rates, where the markets are not allowed to work properly. And that skewed everything. And it has caused a lot of investors to have to put their money in bonds, to have to put their money in stocks, where if we had a normal world, or more so like we did in the 70s and 80s, people would gravitate more to gold. So, I mean, this relationship, Corey, is not dead, but it's weaker than it used to be for that reason of manipulation of interest rates and of government debt. Secondly, real quick, beyond that, I think that a lot of gold bugs fail to understand that just as with so many other areas of life and our morals and so forth, they're kind of a dying breed. And again, not entirely, that we're not all going to go away, because at least philosophically, I'm a gold bug as well. But what's a 20-something person going to do today who also doesn't trust the government and trust the markets? Are they as enamored with gold as their grandparents and parents? No. They're looking at bartering systems. They want to look at Bitcoin and the other offshoots of it, the other different kinds of community currencies, all of it, different kind of stuff out there besides go out and vote for either Trump or Sanders because you hate the Republican and Democrat establishments. So we've got a generational thing going on here, too, where gold is not getting the love that it arguably should with the increase in debt globally, because the younger people today, young adults, people raising families, gold is not a priority to them as much as other things are.
And that's a good point, Chris. I actually get asked a few times by some of my friends who, let's say, aren't in the investment world, And they've brought up the couple points, especially when gold has been falling and you hear all the gloom and doom stories around the gold market when it was really suffering a couple of years ago. They were saying, you know, is gold just going to kind of wash up and blow away? Is this even not going to be the strong asset class that it has been? And I answer very emphatically, like, no, gold and mining and resources, they're going to be around. They're not an industry that is kind of a shot in the pants, almost like video rentals or something, go the way of Blockbuster. That's not the way that the gold market is going to work, but there are less people and other options out there for these people who are concerned. You are right about that. One final question about the debt. We've heard from, I think it was Trump and some other political people out there that, you know what, who cares what our debt is? We can just continue to print money. And I think that is a bit of a disconnect, but there is some validity to that, isn't there?
Well, there's some validity to it. I mean, in theory, at some point, you're supposed to pay off debt somehow, and the way that has always been done, for the most part, at least by most governments, is by inflating, by making the dollars cheaper, or the yen, or the euros, whatever, cheaper, so that to, quote, pay the debt off, you're doing it down the road with cheaper currencies. But that's not even working, because even as countries cheapen their currencies, total debts don't go down, they go up. Even in real terms, because the debt is going up at a faster rate than inflation. So, you know, this is what happens when you have a fractional reserve system. There is no escape. There is no end other than eventually some kind of ruin, whether it's a deflationary bust and everything gets wiped out, whether it's hyperinflation, which is the ultimate destination usually for these things. We're not anywhere near that, so don't get the wrong impression, folks, because I mentioned that. You know, we've had hyperinflation of financial assets, but as far as the price levels and stuff like that, we're not going to see that anytime soon.
Well, I think that I would agree with that comment there, Chris. Chris, give our listeners who don't know about your newsletter a little insights, maybe a little under 1 minute here, one of the specials that you might be offering them, and a way that they can read some of your recent articles.
Well, right now, marking this month, which is the 20th anniversary of the National Investor in its current form, I'm proud to say, we're keeping open a subscription offer for both new subscribers and members and those who are returning, where if you subscribe for a 3-month trial, you get 6 months. If you subscribe for 1 year, you get 2 years, et cetera. You can go to my website, click on the subscribe link, and you'll get all the details of that, including our track record and some other good stuff that's coming.
All right, there you have it. I highly recommend going to check out Chris's newsletter. Thanks for your time, Chris.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing to listen to the second hour of the weekend edition. I have on the line with me the founder and editor of DollarCollapse.com, John Rubino. John, I wanted to speak with you about this narrative that seems to be getting more and more attention, and that narrative involves bubbles that are either forming or potentially about to pop around the world, and goes hand in hand with, I think, some of the commentary that we've heard recently on black swan events. I personally don't like to call bubbles or even actions in politics or economies black swan events, especially when a lot of people see them coming. So we're going to stick to more bubbles in this segment. And I know that you write about certain bubble type of formations on your website on a regular basis. Right now, what are you, let's say, most concerned about bubble-wise around the world?
Hey, Corey. Well, you know, the most recent book I wrote titled The Money Bubble. And the premise is that previous financial bubbles, and we've had some big ones, were kind of narrowly focused, where the government creates a lot of new money or a lot of foreign money pours in for whatever reason to one sector of an economy. In the 80s, it was the junk bond market. In the 90s, it was tech stocks, and in the 2000s, it was housing. And those things just, those sectors went crazy. And then they blew up, you know, and caused broader economic troubles, but not unmanageable economic troubles. Well, this current bubble is different because it's a bubble in money. You know, we've inflated all of the world's fiat currencies to the point where, you know, there's just so much liquidity in the world that now we have $10 trillion of negative interest rate government debt trading out there. And we've got equities. The market cap of the global equity markets are now bigger in relation to the global economy than ever before. And then smaller bubbles like trophy properties and, you know, in Japan and China, there are sector bubbles going on right this minute. And all of this is due to the fact that these smaller bubbles are taking place on the stage of the money bubble where fiat currencies are being inflated away. And that's a whole different animal from junk bonds or something like that because, you know, if you don't own junk bonds and the junk bond market tanks, you really don't feel much pain from that. But everybody owns money. We all have financial investments. And so if you've got a pension plan, it's heavily invested in government bonds, which are now a bubble asset, and also heavily invested in equities, also a bubble. So when this thing blows, however it does, everybody's going to feel the effects from it. And all the major economies of the world are going to be systemically threatened, not just, you know, pushed into a recession that lasts a year and then ends. The basic structures of the global economy will be called into question. And it's completely possible that when this blows, the system itself breaks down. So this is going to be completely different from the tech stock bust or even from the subprime housing bust, which was a near-death experience for the global financial system. You know, this is going to be orders of magnitude more extreme than that when it happens. So it becomes a question of timing. And that's where the whole black swan thing comes in because people like to speculate about what could do it. You know, once you've concluded that the system's going to blow up, the next logical thing is to try to figure out what's going to cause it. You know, could it be Japan's debt and demographics crushing their economy? Could, you know, China's debt level, which is vastly higher than it was 10 years ago, and also vastly higher than they're telling us, will that blow up on them? And will the world's second biggest economy pull the rest of the global economy into a worldwide recession? Or, you know, will something happen in the U.S., which easily could? We're as heavily indebted as anybody in the world right now. And so just because we seem like we're in a little bit less trouble than the rest of the world doesn't mean we couldn't be the epicenter, because we could. You know, and it goes on and on. You know, a broader Middle Eastern war that spikes the oil price or pulls some big powers into it head-to-head. You know, what if we end up fighting on opposite sides with Russia in a broad Middle East war? You know, what does that do to asset prices around the world? Because it terrifies everybody, you know, and it gives us global risk off, which means we pull all our money out of risky assets and put it into the safest stuff in the world, so the risky assets tank. Now, that could happen, too. Lots of things could happen. And but I kind of agree with you that that's an interesting intellectual exercise, but not really that useful, because once one thing goes, everything else is going to go too. So it won't really matter what went first. You know, if it's Japan first, China's going to go right after that, and then we go after that. And so be it. You know, it doesn't matter whether you were invested in one set of risky assets or another. They're all going to get sucked down. So the only solution from an individual standpoint is to go risk off now, you know, to get very conservative with your money. Have some fiat currency cash for liquidity and then precious metals for protection, you know, because they're going to tend to do well in almost any kind of a worst case scenario situation, because they always have in history. You know, people, when they want to run away from trouble in fiat currency markets, they run in gold and silver. So that's one place where you can hide out. And now, then there are other places.
You alluded to it, John, with what you were saying there, and I think it comes down to the contagion effect, because there always have been bubbles throughout history, and some bubbles have had more of an impact on other sectors and just individuals in general. We all know the housing bubble, you know, that did impact a number of individuals who got way too in debt and thought that their house prices, even if they owned six houses, were going to keep on going up, even though they had put hardly any money down. But now that we're talking about financial market bubbles, these are a lot of people who have left their money to other big firms, let's say, other big funds to manage, including such things as their retirement savings. And that, I think, is one of the biggest concerns. But touching back on a point that you were making, do you think that if one country's, let's say, equity markets go, that a bunch of the other well-established countries' equity markets are going to follow in short order?
Yes, because they're all over-leveraged. And what happens is, with an over-leveraged market, as long as everything else is fine, you can overlook the extremely high stock valuation level, or the adverse trend in interest rates, or whatever. You know, you can let that go because everything seems all right. But let one thing happen, one bad thing. Like, let's say Italy defaults on its debt. Okay, just to pull one of many things out of thin air. People start looking around for what's next, and they find a whole bunch of things that could be next, you know. So then Spanish stocks tank and French stocks tank, and that leads people to look even further afield, and then they sell U.S. stocks and Chinese stocks and Japanese stocks, and you get this contagion that turns into kind of a cascade failure of that asset class, which then spreads to the other asset classes. If stocks are tanking and governments are actively trying to bail out their financial sectors, do you want to own the bonds of those governments necessarily? Because all of a sudden the government's finances, which you thought were reasonably okay at one point, are proven to be horrendous because they're taking all the debt of the financial sector onto the government books. And so you sell those government bonds, and that sector tanks, and that's how it plays out when it really starts going. And that is in our future. You know, we don't know whether it's next year or 5 years from now, but something like that is virtually guaranteed to happen just because we created the conditions in which it has to happen.
Well, right now it continues to be a story of too much debt, and a lot of that easy money has fallen on the financial markets, and that's where we've seen the inflation, and that's where I think a lot of people are a bit nervous, but a lot of people are a bit confused as to what they can do to protect themselves. And you mentioned it at the beginning, go risk off, have some money saved up in precious metals, in other safe haven assets, that if the currencies and financial markets go, at least you still have some of your wealth around. John, always enjoyable chatting with you. Everybody, stick around. We are going to be right back to wrap up the weekend edition.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-957-9364. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9364. That's 1-800-957-9364. 1-800-957-9364.
Welcome back. Here to wrap up the weekend edition. I hope everybody has enjoyed the show this week. I, of course, had a great time putting it together, and I think we had a nice range of diversified comments, which I think will continue in this segment. This is our weekly market wrap that I'm going to wrap up the show with, because we had some very interesting moves on the Friday close at the market. I have on the line with me Chris Temple from the National Investor, and Richard Postma, also known as Doc on the Blog. Guys, I want to start off with the U.S. markets. We did see a sell-off on Friday, not quite a full percent in the S&P or the Dow. The Dow was down about 119 points, so it still sold off. But the interesting thing in my eyes was the VIX. The VIX spiked up over 2.5 points, which was about 17.5%. This is a huge move compared to a relatively tame sell-off that we saw in the markets. To me, it's showing that people are getting more scared than simply what the bottom line number of today would show you. Chris, your opinions first on the relationship between huge move in the VIX and not such a significant move down in the U.S. markets.
Well, you're right. The VIX, I think, tells the story more accurately, Corey. We have the markets worried about a couple of things. One is that the polls have swung back around to showing that the Brexit cause may carry the day when the UK votes on the 23rd of June, whether they're going to stay or leave. The other thing that's happened all of a sudden, and I've put this in the past in the form of, you know, the markets at some point are going to go from an attitude of, oh, goody, more free money, to, oh, my God, more free money. And we're lurching closer to the, oh, my God, stage. You've seen a lot of skepticism, a lot of things being said about how much harm these compressed negative interest rates in some cases are. 15 years now in Japan, you can lend them your money and you have to pay them for 15 years. were nearly at zero for 10 years on the German Bund. And all at once, it seems a lot of people are waking up to what some have warned for a while, and that is that there is a downside to these interest rates having been compressed, all of this money printing. Bill Gross made the comment this week that this $10 trillion-plus now globally in negative interest rate sovereign paper is going to explode one day like a supernova. And all of a sudden, you've got people getting the jitters, and that's why you saw a lot of previously hot groups, mining stocks, energy stocks, and others, get hammered at the end of the week. While at the same time, some defensive stocks, utilities set a new high. Healthcare stocks, drug stocks had a very good day on Friday. So you've got a rotation going on, and you've also got a flight to safety going on.
Doc, let's bring you in here. Looking at the VIX chart, we see that the close for the week is now above the 50 EMA weekly and the 200-week moving average. A significant pop that really all happened on Friday. What's your takeaway?
Yeah, we were talking off mic about how in the past, if you had a 100-point move down in the Dow, the VIX would yawn. And so this is highly unusual. And on the daily, the close is above any close going back almost 3 months. So I feel that's significant. Now, we may move back up a little bit on Monday or Tuesday, but you better be careful here. The bulls better, because when you see a move like that, that we saw today on a not a significant point move down for the Dow, it's starting to tell you something. It's telling you that fear is really entering the market again. And when you look at some of the momentum indicators and other indicators, it looks like this VIX may break higher going forward in the near future. So that signals actually a move down in these markets that's probably going to continue. And then it gets to the question of whether we're going to stay in the trading range it's been in once it reaches the lower Bollinger Band, if it does. But that's what's going on right now, a high degree of fear. And it's interesting that when Chris mentioned some of the low volatility stocks like utilities and consumer staples, they've been doing well for, well, I'd say a number of weeks. There's a danger in that because they've been doing well. And I wonder if you're going to get a sector rotation here coming up pretty soon. And I don't think they can continue to do that well, especially when some of those stocks are trading at over 25 PEs. And when you're only having growth of about 1 to 2% a year in these stocks. So they're at risk as well, I think, going forward.
One other aspect that I do want to touch on here is the divergence between gold and gold stocks that I think does sort of relate to the sell-off that we saw in the U.S. markets. But we had gold on Friday, a volatile day, up and down in about a, let's say, $10 range. But it did close the day up right around that $12.75 level. But we saw gold stocks, especially measured by the ETFs, GDX and GDXJ, negative for most of the day, let's say three quarters of the day. It seems like people rushing out of stocks, again, kind of like what you said, Chris, into the defensive sector. Do you think that gold is going to struggle here? Are the gold stocks telling you something, or are we going to see this divergence continue?
I think we could see the divergence continue when you see especially this Brexit vote coming up. People worried about that. You've got the far left in Spain. Looks like it's going to have now the upper hand politically in that country. A lot of them want to leave. If either of those, especially if England votes yes, Italy is going to be pounding on the table, the Italian people to leave. So you've got a lot of reasons why you could see a repeat of what you did in 2010, where you've got the U.S. dollar, U.S. treasuries, and gold, not gold stocks, but gold, all going higher in that kind of an environment. So, yes, I think it's quite conceivable. It doesn't surprise me a bit that we saw gold stocks weaken Friday, and we saw gold continue to go higher. That, in an extreme, could continue if these fears that people are worried about come to pass.
Doc, talking off mic, I know that you have a slightly different take on what the gold stocks are telling you about the general gold price. Please share.
I think if we get a significant sell-off in the conventional markets, I don't think that gold stocks will be saved. I think a lot of these stocks are going to come back one more time. And I still feel that gold will come back again. And I know Chris thinks it may continue up, and he may be right on this, but I still feel that gold has moved down one more time. And I think a lot of these stocks will, but I'll say this, that if some of these stocks come back, the last low in late May and early June I bought, and if they come back again to where I think they will, I'll buy again, because these are huge opportunities for people, because going forward, the precious metals will be the place to be, in my opinion. Not only on a medium, but a long term. There's no question in my mind that that's going to happen based on the problems around the globe. And some people would say as an insurance policy, and they don't like to use the word investment, but I figure I'm investing in banker madness and in fiscal madness that we're going to see in the future. And that's why I'm so strong for precious metals going forward.
Well, I think, Chris, you're still bullish on precious metals in the long term, correct, for many of the reasons that Doc just outlined?
Oh, absolutely. And I just said that even in the short term, I don't think gold has to sell off if the overall markets do. And in fact, I think that, and I said recently that to me the biggest danger near term for gold is if the stock market indices went and made new highs. Now it looks like they're, again, backing away from that. That's keeping gold elevated. And I think gold is going to prove to be a contrary asset. And it will outperform, I think, potentially the gold stock. So I'm not surprised a bit by what happened on Friday. I don't think gold stocks will get massacred if gold itself stays up, let alone moves higher, if the overall market goes down. But this is a lesson that we saw at the end of the week, that when all of a sudden you've got professional money in particular, some of which has gone into gold stocks this year, get worried about everything, they start raising cash, and they'll have to sell at various times things that they maybe don't want to sell just to get to the cash levels they think they need. And that means they may sell gold stocks even if gold doesn't suffer.
Unfortunately, that may very well be the case. Guys, it's always great having you on a daily basis on the website, but also for our market wraps. I find them very valuable, and I hope everybody else found this weekend show very valuable. Please visit our website, leave some comments on the blog. I will read over them this weekend.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, libertyoncall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to libertyoncall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's libertyoncall.org.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays, and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.